Okay, welcome to the Daniel Town Planning Commission. This is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, 7 p.m. in the Wasatch County Services Building, 55 South, 500 East, Peterson, Utah. I'm Gary White, Planning Commission Chair, and I'll have the rest of the...
Eric Bennett.
Bridger Wild.
Pam Skinner.
Okay, let's move to item one, which is public comments. So anything that is not on the agenda that someone would like to comment on? Do we have anything today? Okay. The next item on the agenda is public hearing for Todd Wall's conditional use permit. So we have a motion to open that.
I can make a motion to open the public hearing for the Wall conditional use permit.
Okay, is there a second?
Second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, do we have, let's see what we have. Application.
We get an email saying something has changed on this.
Yes, both applications are in there.
Oh.
Is Mr. Wall here?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to address? Would you like to address them and tell them what we've done to change it?
Well, I realized after that I could have went ag, but I mean, if there's not a problem, either way, I mean, I don't have a problem with calling it as accessory storage, kind of a multi-use building, put hay in it, with horse trailers, things like that. So, either way, I mean, I don't care which we call it, it qualifies probably a multi-use.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a little bit more flexibility if you go building permit route, but it's up to you.
We just had to have this hearing and stuff, and I didn't realize that. I talked to the guy who was next to me last meeting. He just says, why didn't you do ag? He said, I said, oh, wait. Yes, I could. I really didn't realize that.
Do we have a site plan for that?
Everything's turned in.
Did I not put it in your packet?
I guess I didn't. Sorry.
This is from the back.
For the application.
Yeah, I got the application.
My understanding was he was going to withdraw the conditional use, so I just provided the two.
But where I went through the hearing, and just know what we're here. We had to have the hearing.
It's ag, because he's from the conditional.
The letters, I guess, already went out or something.
Yeah.
He did. I guess while we're looking at the site plan, is there anything here that wanted to comment on that? Did you get anything in the mail?
From?
Comments on?
No.
For the
no, or email. No.
Okay. So is that the site plan that Pam asked?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought we were just withdrawing the application and turning in the other one.
I mean, that's the main thing that planning
this
is concerned
lovely.
With is that's a house site plan.
So, Todd, do you mind just explaining the site plan?
Where it's going on
where
here?
Where it's going on here on this piece of paper?
I'd have
to all of us?
I
didn't only have to say it once.
See what we got there.
See what we got in here.
Oh, yeah, it's not very.
There's a better
I'm like,
picture.
Where's the house? Which...
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead and approach them if you'd like, but I think that's.
You
and if you guys want to move down, that's totally
yeah.
fine. Whatever.
A long way around.
Sorry,
blocked
no,
off.
I blocked
it's a closed road.
I have a color picture of it that's probably a little easier to read too.
Okay.
I just kind of circled it. It's got this.
So where does the building go, the blue?
It's kind of, it's circled on here. Yeah, basically.
Right there, and this is your lot in the red?
Yeah.
Here's this one. Same thing.
Setbacks are all good. Thanks.
Is this your copy?
It is.
Make sure you put back.
Oh, sorry. You can.
It's like.
Why don't you just, yeah, that's why I said, why don't you guys just scoot around?
Right, are there any questions for Mr. Wall on this?
So is there a bathroom and stuff in there? I didn't.
You know, I don't know what the rules are as far as, I think you can only have one septic on 5 acres, so I don't.
That's correct.
That's going to work. So I doubt it. I mean.
Unless you get the.
Some change.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, accept the motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Yes.
Wade, yes. Okay. Next thing we need to do is approve the conditional use or deny it for reasons that we haven't heard tonight, so.
So if it's ag, does it still need one?
If it's ag, it does not need one, but.
I'll just stick with this one if it's going to work, since we've had the hearing, and I don't care, that's good.
Like I said, it gives him more possibilities for flexibility on how to use the building, so.
Can't really just.
Your only downside, just more of the permitting and stuff, and a little bit more back and forth with.
Yep.
Eric.
Yeah, it was still got the engineering, just still out being engineered, but.
Okay. Someone like to make a motion?
I will make a motion that we approve the conditional use for Todd Wall's accessory structure on his property as outlined in our documents we reviewed tonight.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
And yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, let's move to item number 3, which are business licenses. We have three good sized group today. So I guess let's start with the renewals. And are there any, have been any complaints or issues?
There haven't been any complaints I'm aware of. For the renewals?
On any of the renewals, is there any concerns by the citizens that have been brought?
Haven't had any complaints.
Haven't had any complaints.
Okay. Stone cutter one.
They're not.
That guy.
They're on the edge.
Yeah, that guy's a problem.
Okay. We have 4 new ones. And that should be in your packet.
All of them are in the packet. The new and the renewals. The new ones also have a 1-page business plan.
So I guess let's just go down in order. And start with RM Outdoor Adventures. Okay. And get the business plan there. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question, Russell. I'm just curious. I just skimmed it. So can you tell us a little bit more about it, just in a few words? So you're planning on running this business outside, out of your home?
Yes.
And getting folks to showing people around our area?
Correct.
and I saw that they're possibly might be staying with you?
Sometimes possibly, if they're hunting, or if they come in for fishing trips, they may stay.
And it will that affect how many people can you have in your home, and traffic, and parking by your home?
Yeah.
Do you have all those capabilities?
Well, it would be an option for some of it, but most of the guys, if they come in hunting, they'd be staying in tents and stuff outside, so.
Outside your home?
Correct, on the lawn area.
Okay.
Possibilities either way. They can stay in the home, in the garage. They can sleep in the garage. I do have bedrooms, but it wouldn't accommodate everybody.
How big of a lot do you have?
I have an acre.
Are you going to be storing side-by-sides, things like that outside?
Just my equipment. If they brought their own equipment, they'd bring it there, but they wouldn't be storing it there. It'd just be for the duration of the day.
Tents and things.
What's that?
But tents and things like that would be outside.
Possibly, yeah. Depending on how they wanted to stay. If they wanted a motel, they'd motel it. If they wanted to stay in tents at my place, if they wanted to stay in the garage, in the house, camp trailers.
So for camp trailers and things like that, do you have ability to hook up for septic?
I've got a septic, yes.
For your home?
Yes.
But not for?
They could go down to the RV park and dump.
Okay, yeah, so that you don't have dumping capabilities at your place? Other than your own bathroom facilities. So you won't be allowed to do that?
They'd be dry camped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was struggling for the word dry camping, okay. And will you have a porta potty outside for the dry campers, or are they going to come into your home, or what do you think?
They come in the house, in the home. That's probably where they'd eat and stuff, in the garage and in the home.
Okay, because, you want people out. You don't do it.
No.
No. Okay.
Are any of your neighbors here tonight? I'm just concerned about the impact it may have on them.
They're quite a ways away from me. On both sides, so.
But when you say quite a ways, 100 feet, you say you have an acre?
A couple hundred feet?
Yes. You have trees and things around your property for privacy?
Yes.
Privacy for yourself and your neighbors?
By law, hedges, trees,
Okay.
Any comments from the planner on this one?
Well, I guess I'm not sure where this is, Russ. Is this out to the garage?
Yep.
Then we probably do have some comments. We've had, it's really not a house there. So it's an accessory building.
Well, I'm not sure that renting out camping spots is allowed anyway.
In residential zone.
I don't see any issues with the rest of the application, but that one does give us a part.
Yeah. I think this is just outside of the Crazy Acre subdivision. You're not a part of that one, are you?
What's that one?
You're outside of the Crazy Acre subdivision.
I'm across the street.
Yeah, just outside of the Crazy Acre subdivision. So the subdivision butts up to his property. So they're probably, at the least, they would probably want to get hold of the neighbors.
Well, I'm just looking at the code, and I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
how this fits. Is it
business?
Like a bed and breakfast? Is it like?
Yeah, we can't call it that because those aren't allowed.
Mm-hmm. And then the home-based business have a lot of rules on other people coming to your home-based business, right?
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I guess would worry me.
Well, like I say, I don't see a problem with the rest of the application, but that portion of it, I think, is a problem.
Yeah. The camping on site?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yep, that's the same thing I would say, the same concerns I would have.
conditional use if not. More than that, so.
I think that'd be, if we had all paperwork for conditional use, it could be considered.
So I guess at this point, if you were to eliminate that part, I would be willing to approve the business license, the onsite camping. But with it, I think we'd need to look at it some more.
What about?
Wouldn't be any problem.
Okay.
What about people?
Go to the RV park and stay there.
What about people staying in the house, though?
But it's not a house, Eric said. Is it a house?
It's got living quarters.
Is it a house or is it like a barn with living area?
It's a garage with a living area.
Okay.
Do you live there?
I don't.
Okay.
So what would happen on this acre of property? What part of the business would actually transact?
Probably just a meeting place, an office type of a deal. Prepare for whatever they want to do. If we're taking four-wheelers, or if we're taking, you know, just a pickup, or...
So people would come there, they might have their own trailer with four-wheelers. They'd leave that trailer there for the day while you guys go out on adventures, that kind of thing.
Or take the trailer where you're going, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm struggling with it fitting with the rest of our code. If you got customers coming and dropping stuff off, or even really coming to meet theirs, I don't think that really fits our code at all. I mean, this, and I was trying to pull it off, but I don't have it. But my understanding of our home-based business one is it's, you know, you can run the books out of this thing and make phone calls out of there, but you really shouldn't be having meaningful amounts of people coming and going, or equipment there, really making so that the neighbors are ever going to even notice if they are looking. I mean, not that, I get it, you've got some distance and edges and whatever, but it seems like if they're going to be coming and going customers a lot, I just don't see that it really fits the code. My take on it, but trying to find the reference here to pull up to get to all that.
What zone would it fit in?
Commercial. Because what it feels like to me, what it's trying to become is more of a commercial endeavor that doesn't fit a residential zone very well.
Is there any way to make that commercial in that area?
You can apply.
You can apply to have it changed.
I think it'd be a hard battle to get there, but given where I think it's at, if I'm envisioning it correctly.
It's a pretty hard battle to get anywhere.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just, and I don't know your business enough here, I'm trying to understand if they're not going to stay there, do they need to be bringing their equipment in there?
Well, I mean, if you're there'd meeting... be an option to stay, but yeah, they don't have to. That's what I say. They can stay in town if they want. They can motel it, or they can stay with me, or we can stay on the mountain.
Sure.
You know,
so,
wherever.
So one thing is you can't have people staying there.
Yeah. I think that's...
So, because it can't be a B&B, nope. It can't be an Airbnb. Because we don't have short-term rentals, so there's, you know, there's a bunch of things here that just don't fit.
Eric, do you know our home-based business, what that code section is?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, your email sounded like it would be a guide service, and then your business plan looks like it's something bigger than that, so.
Well, it's a guide service, but it doesn't just go on hunting. If people want to go biking, I've got access to the trails and the knowledge of where things are.
Right.
That's what their service is going to be.
Sure.
And like I say, I don't think there's an issue with that. I think the issue is
what's happening on the property.
What's happening on the property.
Yeah, the guide services, that would be awesome.
So should we set that aside closer to the way on that one?
Yes.
And along with the others?
So Russell, the way this works, just so you know, they'll make a recommendation to council and they have the final say on it. So this is just a recommendation board. So they'll make a motion and they'll send it to council and they'll have the final say. So just so you're aware of how it works. Okay.
Okay, the next one on the list.
Pretzel.
It is the pretzel. Applicant for that one here?
Yep.
Hello?
My name is Michael Long. This is my husband, Bob. I'm from Cheryl. And we own the Pretzel Connection. And we create handcrafted, authentic, Bavarian-style soft pretzels. And so we are looking at 2887 South Mill Road to put in our bakery, along with the Cloudy Owl, which is the next application you have. And that is Rachel Michaels. She's in Vienna today. And so she produces honey. And what she would do at the space is bring in the honey and just distract it and package it.
I think she's more of an aggregator. They bring the cones in and she has...
She owns all those hives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a local honey producer. The Cloudy Owl Farm is in Heber. And so that is the plan, that we would share that space. It's right next to Rooney's Ice Cream. So it's the same type of layout of building. And I would take part of that building, the right side right behind the office, and she would take the other side.
Sorry, you
want
to have the authentic mustard?
Yes, I do. Our Stone Road mustard, yes. You know, and we deliver locally. We do big events, like not at the space. We would just use the space to bake, but we do weddings and we cater and, you know, just...
We have local clients, such as the Heber Valley Brewing Company. We also have our clients...
We have the Blue Boar.
But there won't be a store that people come to?
No. Well, there is going to be there is the little 400 square foot office we would like to set up for, like, taste testings for our events, you know, like the bride and groom would come and just sample the products. And that's the same for Rachel as well, because she can provide little jars of honey for wedding favors and things like that. But it wouldn't be an all day, you know, people are just coming in and out.
We can't have that
type of...
So you'll sell your product somewhere else?
We already do, yes.
Okay, so
yes.
That's just a place to make it?
Yeah, this is a place to make it. Currently, our license is up at Summit County. We're using Alora Catering, their kitchen. They've allowed us to bake there for the past couple of years. And we're just running out of space.
That's good.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Ms. Quince. So this is in the business park there on Mill
Road.
Mm-hmm. We do, I believe. I've heard nothing. Has been resolved.
That's the only problem we have, is there's never been a certificate of occupancy issued for that building.
Really? So this could only happen pending that.
Yeah, but I...
But he's aware of, it's not a very big issue. It's just a tracer line. He just hasn't taken care of it and gotten it inspected.
So we could...
Is that the whole building?
Is that for the whole building or just that?
The whole development.
Oops. Yeah. It's been an issue for a long time, so...
Uh-oh.
But my suggestion here is that we, if everyone votes to approve it, we approve it subject to them getting that, the Land Board gets that done, and it's approved.
One issue that will need to be addressed is if you are doing your retail sales, like you're having the taste tests and you're taking orders, then we need to know about that, because that sales tax would then be in the town of Daniel. So that's one important consideration.
Yep, that would definitely would happen. I mean, we would want people to come there and maybe pick up, you know, a dozen of pretzels for the day or whatever they decide to order.
I know my wife would like to come and pick some up.
Always welcome. We have the market on Thursdays, so maybe we'll see each other tomorrow.
We'll leave our contact information.
Okay.
Would you like a little bit more about our company or about ourselves?
Sure.
So Bob and I met in 1977. He was stationed in Germany, and I was born and raised in Germany, and raised by my grandparents. So my grandmother taught me how to make presents. Hmm. And that's why this is so important.
Continue on.
No, I think it sounds good.
It tastes good too.
Yeah. Well, and you got to have the right mustard with them.
You do.
We've got stone ground mustard. I think we'll be pleased with it. And we also have Kimberbaya cheese sauce, but basically mustards.
Okay. Any other questions on these two?
So we would basically have to wait for the landlord to get this occupancy permit.
Yeah, and the moment that's done, then that's what we're going to suggest to the council.
Okay.
All we do is recommend.
Okay.
That's whatever we suggest.
The town council meeting is July 10th.
All right, and I will be there when that one decided.
How long has this been able to go on?
At 6 o'clock, not 7.
6 o'clock.
In this room.
The Frito-Lay guy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Okay.
Well, no one told us about the mess.
No.
It's a little sticky.
It's a great building. They're all great. It's just,
it's just a little sticky paperwork. It's not that there's a big problem with the building or a big thing that has to change. But
right.
It's just that needs to be done.
Would you see that there would be a problem putting in bakery equipment? Well, it's just an electric oven, a refrigerator, freezer, and work area. So, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. It would be great.
Are there any specific rules and regulations regarding what type of oven you can have? Or, you know, do I speak to the fire marshal about that? Do I speak to the building inspector?
You'll be dealing with fire marshal and insurance department.
Right, for sure. And agriculture department as well. I have that license also.
I'm guessing when the fire marshal does his inspection, there's things I'm talking about.
But you know, what I'm saying is before I want to buy an oven, I want to make sure that it is the type that is approved.
Sure.
You know, so we don't, because I don't need a big face one hood, because I don't fry anything, I don't use protein, I just bake bread, basically.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I don't think that there's anything that I'm aware of in our code that speaks to that, so.
I think it's the fire marshal.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I worked
on.
The fire marshal more than the building inspector? Yeah.
To be dealing with
right.
Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the building inspector would be looking at electrical connections, those types of things. But where, you know, there's nothing in our code that specifically addresses that, possibly, you know, you'd still look at the building code to make sure that it's done correctly.
Right.
But there's nothing that we would look at here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
Okay, then the last one.
Thank you.
Here, which is CMC Rock.
Oh, them guys.
We're also using something that looks a big batch of something.
Yes. Think KitchenAid.
Although we will still vote on a recommendation here in a minute, so whether you want to stay or not. Yeah, we got one more.
I'd like to see how the movie ends.
So I'm not sure what you need to hear from us. I brought along Jason, who is going to be our area manager, Jason Bingley. He's going to start coming to these meetings because you guys can call him when you have issues in the future. But yeah, we're getting close. If you guys have been by the site, I know Eric has. But we've got the concrete foundations in. The plant is on the water. It's on a boat on its way. Left England a couple days ago, so.
Wahoo!
As long as it doesn't get lost at sea.
Yeah.
Should show around July 13th in LA, and then short hop over here. So we're hoping to be going by the end of July, probably middle of August, to be realistic.
Cool. Okay.
How's the longshoreman strike going on the West Coast? Are you worried about that at all?
Yep, that's...
Sorry to bring that up.
No, that's not...
Probably a touchy subject.
I've talked to our shipper about switching into another boat, maybe in Panama. I don't know what we're going to do.
Good
if
luck.
It continues, thank you. So I think we presented to the town council a few weeks ago, gave them some updates. Even though we were approved for 75, we got down to 40 feet. I don't know if you guys got that update.
Yeah. Yep. Last meeting.
I'm getting all my meetings confused.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, I know.
We saw pictures of the plant.
Okay, and that was with you guys. I apologize.
It's okay.
So, yeah, I think, I'm not sure if you guys have any more questions that you guys would like to know.
No, I don't. Here several times and explain things very well, so I don't see any surprises here.
Anyone
else have questions?
The only thing I would say is, are you set up toward the sales tax thing?
Yeah, so we, who is it, Ivan, who works at the county, we specifically asked him to make sure Daniel was the address for that entire site.
Okay.
So our mailing address is Daniel, but with obviously you guys don't have a post office, so it's got the Heber area code. But okay. We did that to make things for our accountants a little easier.
Okay. Perfect. And that will be talked about that, so that's great.
Eric, your money's coming. Let me get the plant built. Sales tax will flow.
That's all he cares about.
I'm ready for cement, too.
Yeah. Okay, does anyone else have any questions for him? David? Okay, accept a motion on, I think let's do a motion on the renewals.
I'll make a motion that we accept or recommend approval of the renewals of the business licenses to the city council.
Okay, do we have a second?
We'll second that.
Okay, off to the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Kim, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, let's go to the new ones, and I think we have three different cases here, so I would suggest we start with the, since Russell's already left, let's start with Pepsil Connection and Cloudy Farm. And then we accept a motion on that, and then let's continue with the other two.
I make a motion that we recommend approval for the Pretzel Connection and Cloudy Owl Farm, subject to, is that the proper word, to the conditional, or certificate of occupancy on the building being provided.
Do I have a second?
I will second that one.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Then yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, my suggestion is that we do CMC Rock next.
Quick point, it should be CMC Ready Mix. That's what's on the business application.
Oh, okay.
If it's...
Nope, that's fine.
I don't want something to come up later.
CMC Ready Mix?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone would like to make a motion?
Do I'll make a motion that we recommend to the city council to approve the CMC Ready Mix business license application.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Yes.
Wade, yes. Motion carries. Okay, and now let's talk about RM Outdoor Adventures, Sheet State.
Yeah.
But I can't see that we can approve this with camping.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric, you know where to find me?
Yes, sir.
Are you welcome?
We had a question after your other.
Okay. All right, so.
I would agree. I can't see it approved.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can prove it with a billion stipulations that doesn't sound like we'll work for him. In my mind, it's a, probably just deny it until.
Okay.
Back when everyone would be my thought, but.
All right, I.
Would you be open to a motion?
Be open to a motion.
I will make a motion that we recommend to council to deny the RM Outdoor Adventures business application.
Second.
Call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Yes.
Wade, yes. Okay, you had a question.
So is there anything we can do with that certificate of occupancy permit? Like.
Just talk to your landlord and say.
Okay.
Your business license.
So what does that entail for him? He has to do what? Come to.
He knows.
He's just got a tracer wire. That's all he's got to do. And so we've met with him on site and we're just waiting for him to do that. It'll probably take him a day.
What is a tracer?
What's a tracer?
So it's the wire that goes from the fire hydrants on the water line. So we can hook up an electrical charge to it and tell where the water lines go throughout the development. And that's all, it's just not connected.
Okay.
And so when he cut that water line in, it just never got finished, so.
I see. And then he applied for the license and then good.
Yeah, we have his, they're printed and ready to be signed.
Okay.
We're just waiting on that detail.
So basically the town knows when that's complete and then your application can be processed.
And we're glad you came because this will help put
this that. Might help them.
Yes.
Go to him and say that.
Right.
So hopefully that's resolved by the time it goes to the town council.
Right, on the 10th.
On the 10th to be voted on.
Okay, so
do you have a signed lease with him already?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Already paid rent.
Maybe we should have withheld.
I would push him to get this before the 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because he wants your business.
Of course.
I mean, he's
yeah,
already taking your money.
Pretty well.
That you go to him and say, no, we now know that you need to get this thing done. And
well, so this was a good thing.
Good.
It was a good thing.
If it's not explicitly in the lease, it's at least legally implied in the lease that there's a certificate of occupancy.
Right.
You know, people aren't allowed in there now.
Yeah,
so,
sure. So.
So everything's
then
on
when
side.
Rooney's moved in and.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be some compliance issues with some of the other businesses too.
Didn't get any sewer.
So thank you for coming in and getting
you're so welcome. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Great. Yeah, you can all stop by.
We would have brought pretzels, but that could be screwed as
a same thing. I was thinking the same thing.
Bridger, I've tasted them. They're really good, and they live down the street from
me. I know. It's walking distance.
It's a family
bike ride.
Yeah, good job.
I think I left
you. Yeah, then it's helped that way.
Right? Yeah, on your phone. I was thinking maybe me.
No.
Maybe you'll settle.
It's still
maybe you can tell me what needs to be done.
Not really, because that's not what I do.
Oh, I see.
All I do is apply the codes.
Oh, okay.
But yep. I'd be glad to meet you over there. I work for the town on Fridays.
Okay.
The rest of the week, I have a real job.
All right. Sounds good, yeah. Whenever you have a Friday, then you know.
Okay.
It'd be wonderful.
Okay, because I know you wind down Thursday at the park, so
yep.
Friday's your day off.
That's all right. Thank you so much.
Super, thank you.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're on to item 4, which is the ag building permit for folks. Do we have any?
Yep, it's in here.
So this one we would have handled administratively, but it came in right on, you guys were out having your meeting, so we're going to send it to you guys every chance we can.
Thanks.
Oh, it has a site plan, which is really what we want to see.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be 3,000, Sal?
Across the street from Byron Tower, basically.
3,000, yeah.
And since he didn't come tonight, I guess he can't come.
Well, right here. It's 300, so.
Oh, I was looking at the layout, it looked like 2,000.
Yeah, I assume it's 3,000.
Yeah.
You're almost done.
I can confirm that for you.
I haven't gotten there yet. Oh, that's a repeat. Those are repeats. Maybe somebody doesn't have, oh, Rob, right here.
So you meet all of your setbacks for a building without animals?
I think I got the original. Do you need the original?
No, it's just in color.
Sometimes Kim gets.
The printer hates me, okay? It just hates me.
Hands on.
I've heard that.
It does its own thing.
So no animals, and this.
Right, so the setbacks for this is for no animals. It'd have to change to 50-foot if he was to put animals in there.
He's aware of that?
Yes.
So this is just to relocate the hay barn?
Yep.
To the house, or?
So there's already a barn, hay barn there?
No.
No, to build a hay barn?
Right.
You said, I misunderstood.
Well, it says relocate existing hay barn.
Yeah, but it's on another property.
It was over on Midway Lane. And so he tried to sell it, but ended up bringing it over to reconstruct. That's right behind your house, Pam.
I was going to say, this is the guy behind my house. He's already got a building there. But he's going to put something else in there.
I don't think there's a building there.
Oh, yeah, there's a little pig barn.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a pig barn. But the setbacks for the little pig barn are probably not correct. Because if it's got to be 50 feet, I don't think it's 50 feet from my property line.
So shall I assume that when you're relocating a building to a property, the same things apply as if you're building something new, like the 1,500 square foot maximum?
It's an ag building.
It's an ag building, so that would not apply to an ag building.
Is there a max on ag buildings?
There's not. Until you run into the parcel, you can only have so much parcel coverage.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out where it's at. So it's back along Ranch on Tiancum then.
Yeah, it's going to be closer to Tiancum.
Because Tiancum's over here, I'm assuming.
Tiancum, there's a strip of property.
And then this is me.
Yes.
Yep, Tiancum. And then this is Tim. Yeah, there's a pig barn right here.
New this summer then?
Mm-hmm.
This summer, that was new?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so as long as he knows what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay. They would like to make a motion?
I would make a motion that we approve the Probst Ag Building Permit.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Can I ask a question? How big is it? 140 by 40? Is that the size?
Yes.
Yes.
And what square footage is that?
5,600.
Yeah. How much?
5,600.
Okay. Okay.
It's
okay. I was going to say, that doesn't need a conditional use permit because it's a hay barn.
It's an ag building, yeah, so it doesn't.
So it doesn't.
So I think we were to the point of voting.
Yes, thank you. Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, number five. Do we have anyone here from this one?
No, I don't think so. He was let know that we would be discussing this, so.
Yeah, I told him I didn't think he'd even have to come. It's just back to the original.
It's back to the original now.
Yep.
No apartments?
No apartments, one story.
There's still an apartment in here, isn't there?
No, there's an office and flex retail.
And now one, back to one story.
Yeah, one story. Gary had pointed out in the first one, they were spread out along the edges, and there was a driveway down the middle. This is compressed in, so this was 27-foot setback. He still kept a big setback for, as if it was two stories. So he's back from the side. Double what would be required, so. Both sides are.
And it's not, this doesn't appear to be drive-in.
Right.
So what action do we need to make on this one?
I think what you would be doing is approving this concept, the June concept.
The June concept. There
because
you
it's
go.
Still at.
Should we call it June 2023?
Concept? You can call it whatever you'd like, but I think that it's still in engineering, right, Amelia?
Yeah, we haven't received their revised plans yet, so.
So this is site plan only, not building permit, then? Okay.
Yeah. I think we need to specify that that means that they don't get to automatically go back to the two-story one if they change their mind again.
Yeah, so you have a new concept now. It sounded to me like from his email that they had a hard time getting funding for a two-story, but they can secure funding for the single story.
Okay, any other questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the new updated June 2023 site plan for Harrison Development.
Okay, do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Can I ask a question? So we need all four to get this through, right?
Yep.
Wild, yes.
Do you have concerns you want to discuss?
Well, just the development in whole, but that's been noted multiple times where we're at, so.
With the rental, with the storage and
with
all that?
With the storage and it being allowed and not. And
with the
it's,
change.
It's moving and happening and yeah. It is what it is, so let's not. Stop it for
Bennett, yes.
Stop it for the next one.
Wait, yes.
I like one story better than two.
No, for sure.
We didn't really want more storage, but we were too late.
Yeah.
Okay, item six. We'll be skipping.
Yes, we will be skipping item six.
Just an update, we are in legal proceedings with him.
So Mr. Schultz property update?
Yep.
Yeah, because there's no papers in here about that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move to item seven, which is our code change recommendations for the July 10th public hearing and council vote.
So I've included in there what was decided. I just wanted to make sure there was nothing else that you wanted to add, subtract, work on prior to the July 10th meeting.
Can you?
So the changes are
they're in purple and red.
Purple
yes.
And
yes.
Colorful. I only see the one change. Isn't there more than one?
There's not more than one change.
That's all that I have.
This change.
Okay.
I think that had to happen in all of the sections.
I think we did that in the commercial zone In the RA5 zone, correct?
Those are the two I believe we were talking about.
And we left it in the industrial.
In the industrial.
Oh, okay.
So it's more than one section?
So it'll be in 807.
Okay.
And also in, I don't know what the.
Okay, but we're just changing the same word.
It's the same wording.
In both, okay, okay.
Same wording, but in different.
Same wording, so I'm just swapping out the words in 807, okay. So in RA5?
RA5 and commercial. We have commercial.
Okay, okay.
Correct, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's the one that you have.
And industrial, we left.
Alone, okay. Okay, so I'll just, I'll make sure that that's done for that, so.
Okay, is there any more discussion on that? I don't think we have anything to vote on that because we already made the recommendation.
Yeah, it was just if there was anything else you wanted to bring, since we didn't have the public hearing. Yeah, we could do that. If something comes up and you want to have a special meeting to do that before then, you can let me know, but I just wanted to make sure.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Then I guess item eight, which is just a heads up that there's a Board of Appeals hearing set for July 11th and announcement of the new Board of Adjustments.
If you haven't heard, so Jordan Woodbury, David Hilton, and Matt McMillan, no. Who's the other? Matt McMillan?
Screw.
No, he's not Board of Appeals. No, Heber.
Oh, Heber Taylor.
Heber Taylor. Matt McMillan's running for council.
Yeah, sorry about that name.
Yeah, no.
So who is the second one? Is Jordan?
So Jordan Woodbury, Heber Taylor, and David Hilton.
David Hilton. Thank you.
And they were supposed to go to, was it yesterday? A training? Yeah, Mary piggybacked onto a training, onto Wasatch's training. And then she will follow up with a more individualized training. That was just going to be kind of an overview. So that everybody's prepared. As well as perhaps a refresher course for Ryan Simpson is one of them. Who's the other, do you remember? We have two existing. Ryan Simpson is one and.
Adam.
Adam Knight, okay, is the other.
All right, let's move to item nine, which is the final report.
Okay, you should have that in your packet. Everything's in there. We did issue the other CO for the Welsh property. We like that. We also did one for Caden Richens. He got his items passed off with the inspector.
Okay, good. So the last meeting, we looked at a addition for the Kohler residence, which then turned into a new one. Has there been any building permits issued or anything there?
He has a building permit.
How did he get a building permit?
For the addition.
Okay.
So yeah.
Because we haven't seen the site plan. And so, I'm measuring and driving by, but it appears to me to be too close to the lot, and they poured the footings to the air too close to the neighbor.
And how is it an addition if you tear the whole house down?
Yeah, that's what I thought the old part was staying, and they gutted it, and it sat there, and then it was gone.
It was gone.
I wondered if it was a, this is so bad, we can't save it.
So it's not an addition now?
And I don't really have a problem, I mean, but we really need to see the site plan.
Yeah.
Like you said, it looks to me like it's too close, but I haven't run a tape, I've driven by.
Well, it very well could fall under the continued use, because he's not within his year to have a house there. So, I mean, you do have that kind of a boundary issue there, if it's back where it was.
But now we don't know where it was.
Right. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure you had a site plan with that, because that's what I was looking at when I was saying, so this stays, and then the back turns and goes this way. And so it was quite big.
Do you guys have a site plan?
We do.
Let me see it.
Yeah, I think that happened actually after the permit was issued, even.
That was after.
That part went down.
How big is that property?
It's, I think, 1.43, I'm not sure.
An acreage?
It got bigger once they did that.
The back.
Subdivision.
Yep.
It got bigger than it was, so.
And since there was a house there, they could put another house there, then none of that's a problem.
Yeah, none of that's an issue.
Right, it's just.
Just the setbacks?
We haven't seen that, and I'm just a little concerned about setbacks, and we're starting to get concrete and.
Well, I saw the building was all torn down, I'm like, huh? What, got it, and then day later, it was about a week later.
There's driveway. There's the existing home.
Right, so this is 3,000, and he's showing 13.7. There's no way it's that much, but.
He's showing what?
13 feet 7 to the eastern boundary. I mean, I could be wrong, I could definitely be wrong, but it doesn't appear. But that's something a building inspector will check?
Yeah.
So, if somebody tears down a house and rebuilds, I get that that's kind of pre-approval. What if, and I'm not saying this is, but what if they decided to build a house twice as big, for example?
He would still have to meet the setbacks.
Yeah.
For the RA 5 zone.
You have to meet setbacks, lot coverage.
So those rules still apply, even though the law, because he's a continued use residential house.
A different application for a addition versus a new construction or whatever.
Well, the new construction comes right. It comes before you. The additions, you guys have told staff just to move
just
through.
To run with.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's why that didn't
come here.
So the fact that it's not that anymore.
So now his year has started. So if that.
No, but it's not an addition anymore.
Right.
So everything has changed, and I think his permit is invalid and needs to come here. That's my opinion. I don't know the legal answer to that.
It's a great question.
Because it's not an addition. There's nothing to add to except the dog kennel in the back.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if he used the same thing. I don't have a look. So all I saw was what you just saw.
They poured new footings today.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe a communication with him to.
So if he poured today, our inspector should have been out there.
Oh.
So, yeah, it tells me our inspector's been on site, so. Or should have been.
I will confirm that.
Okay.
Anyway, there's lots of concerns.
Yes.
Yep. And then we saw the Ingalls construction going up too.
I did, yep.
It's, I think, not permitted.
It is not permitted.
Okay.
Who's this? Where's this?
The end of our street, Big Hollow, 3000 South.
Okay.
I really thought somebody would sign a complaint, but I haven't seen one yet.
He's putting up what looks like a big pole barn with a container underneath. And
yeah.
Okay.
Because I've had a few people mention it, but nobody signed a complaint yet.
Okay. Guess we need to hand deliver some complaints around.
Okay, anything else for the planner report?
Nothing else. I think we're working on. Amelia's very busy working on, and she'll probably update you on this, on grants. And we've got a ton of things going on with our water system, so we're keeping her busy. But she's next, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Earlier this month, meaning Kim and I worked together on submitting for a BRIC grant for the water system updates for Stormhaven. I actually had a phone call with Nancy with MAG and sent her over our cost estimate, and she thinks that she has a few different grant options or zero interest loan options for the town's portion of the BRIC grant. She's gonna look into that, and I'm hoping to hear back from her tomorrow. So we're just trying to get any money that we can.
Cool.
That's excellent.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay. Did everyone have a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting? No.
Okay.
That's the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
I wasn't here, but just English were absent, was absent.
Usually covers those.
Just basic English stuff. So can you guys update me on the Charles Schultz property? Is it non-conforming? No? A non-conforming lot?
Like you said, it's in
litigation.
Litigation.
Okay.
And I changed the first due to DO. I just noticed that.
What's that?
Do their due diligence.
Do their due diligence. Say that rapidly.
I changed that.
Cement factory has to come from Scandinavia. They don't make those in the United States.
Not like this one.
I see. I'll be interested to see this Scandinavian
cement factory. They did that because they said it was better for our climate, but then it also shrunk it down from 75 feet to 40. So
that's good. That's awesome.
Happens inside, so it will be quieter. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So that was
awesome.
That's like,
all the way from Scandinavia, huh?
It's just whether they can get it here.
Yeah, well, there's that piece. Yeah, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We saw pictures of it last week. And it's basically built inside of shipping containers so that they can build it, tear it down, ship it here, put it back up.
That's very interesting.
Huh?
Yeah, they've already set it up in Finland and actually made sure it all locked together.
All the pieces work.
Which is good because I've never seen one, and I got Aubrey to thank.
Be good that all fits together.
Essentially, horizontal shaft mixers, so they're high efficiency mixers. There's not many of those even in the United States. There's some in precast, but that's what it's kind of like. It's like a horizontal blender. So you can batch concrete super fast and efficiently, and it hydrates all the cement. But like I said, they're big in Europe.
So new challenge for you.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's different. It's going to look like we're selling sea containers. When we get set up, I'm thinking.
Only difference is they're going to be painted.
Painted a pretty color.
Mares, quines, and amid the rust.
Yeah. Hopefully it lines up and looks nice.
They will be a mid gray.
Well, I want a tour when it gets here. Never been in a cement factory from Scandinavia.
Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, any changes? Okay, did I have a motion?
I'm all motioned out.
I wasn't even here, so I'm willing to vote on it, but I don't want a motion.
I would be thrilled to make a motion.
At least let somebody that was at the meeting
to accept Kim's efficient work and approve the minutes from the last meeting, which was dated
May 17th.
Hold that in, please. May 17th.
May 17th.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Call for the vote.
Even though he wasn't here, Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes.
Reads nicely.
Okay.
I have a new computer program that helps.
Guess we'll move to item 12. Accept a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh.
Ha, beat you.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Lottie, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes.